At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Keep your mouth shut if you knew it was good for you, buddy.
Welcome back! Welcome back. Episode 10. We're closing out season one. We did it.
We did it, man.
We did it.
I'm excited.
Pretty excited, yeah.
I think that was a good first season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's still to come. More to come over the next.
More to come. Definitely more to
20
come.
Minutes or so.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us.
No, thank you.
I feel like we're doing like a live Facebook deal.
Yeah.
And nobody's watching.
Yeah. When are the comments supposed to start popping up? Because I don't see any.
All right. If you build it, they will come. Isn't that what Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Or Moses?
Both, right?
Okay, yeah. Part the Red Sea?
No.
Yeah? Yeah, he parted
the Red Sea. No, that's no, I meant build it and they will come.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah. Man. We're building. Wow. We are building.
Yeah. We're laying that foundation.
I'm shoveling dirt and James is throwing in the bodies. I mean, no. We're just building.
Yeah, we're just building. We didn't mean to say that. We're rearing children one at a time.
I love it.
Oh, man.
WTF, what the F stands for, .com, guys.
Yeah.
Everything should be there for you. Also, a nice chat forum, some discussions, and get involved.
You know, not many have discussed.
For our show.
Yeah.
No, well, that's season one for you.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. But yeah, go around, poke around, just see how it feels.
Yeah.
And let us know what you would like to see or hear. Subscribe. We're going to have some fun membership stuff coming up. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Season two, hopefully. So, yeah. I'm going to, can I say my quote?
Yeah. Is it, you got a Friday rapper quote? Is that what it is?
No, I did. Oh, I could do one of those.
What do you got for us right now?
Well, the one of welcome the challenge. Look for the opportunity in every situation to learn and grow in the wisdom.
Yeah. I think that applies to the most awake of people. And I do not mean woke. But I've watched a couple of people over my 30 some odd years. And it always tends to resonate, that kind of quote,
with
the people that really are doing something. And that's what we're here doing today. We ain't gonna give up.
I do agree. I concur. I wanted to concur that time.
Yeah. Do you concur? So what do we got for him today? The final episode of season one.
Well, Wu-Tang is for children.
It is?
That's what ODB used to say.
I guess.
I mean, I guess that's a good rapper quote.
I was a kid when I was listening to Method Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably like 12.
Yeah, it was like Too Short.
When How High came out, that movie with Red Man and Method.
It's a great movie.
Great movie.
So, I was thinking, revisit some topics. We've discussed a lot. Anywhere from rearing children in all the right directions.
Just preparing them for the future.
Yeah. Emotional stability. Taking risks. Healthy risks.
Yep.
Times money. It's all been some good talks. I think we've grown. What I want to touch bases on is building relationships.
Oh yeah.
That
was definitely one that we talked briefly on that could be an entire episode.
Right. And so that's why I kind of touch base on it, kind of close it out on, I think it was the first or second episode.
Yeah.
And
it was three things: preparing them for the future, right?
Right.
Financial stability,
mm-hmm.
Emotional stability,
mm-hmm.
ethical stability,
mm-hmm.
and in emotional stability, I think we talked about relationships,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And just how the framework, I don't think, is out there like it was, you know, kind of when we were kids.
Yeah, and of course, it's going to change every 20 years, but
oh, for sure.
But I think we've undergone some huge change.
Yeah.
In the past five to 7 years.
Have you ever seen two kids, they're supposedly BFFs,
yeah,
sitting next to each other on a couch, texting each other versus talking. I've encountered that.
It seems to be usually three kids, and they're texting about the third kid while he's talking.
Ouch, burn.
We do that about our producer sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Get ready for that.
It's over there in the corner talking, and
we're over here texting. But yeah, relationships, man. It's really one of the only things I worry about with my kid. And not that he has issues with relationships. He actually plays very well in terms of fairness. And he did have this one friend that they would always just tell on each other. One of them would kick the other one.
Really?
And they would just run and tell. And Abel did this and Cam did that. And I'd be like, guys, you're not going to be playing with each other much longer if that's all you're going to do.
Right.
But outside of that one friendship that he had, the kid since moved away, but he really hasn't had any.
That's rough.
You know what I mean? He hasn't had the opportunity to grow with other kids his age. Just at school, that's it. And now he got this distance learning all the time.
Yeah, it was a whole week.
Yeah.
Is he going back on Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, but it's iffy. It's like subject to change.
Yeah, I got that.
We can basically tell your kid not to show up anytime.
Yeah, I got that phone call too. I know with Ainsley, she craves it. Like, I think she's going to be kind of like me, very social.
Yeah.
And need that just.
Very outgoing.
Yeah. So.
So, not to dim the lights here, but the suicide rate has gone up since people have been confined to their homes.
Yeah, it's because all the clean air.
Well, it could be because of people at home that really do need that social interaction.
Right.
I, on the other hand, total hermit crab, if needed.
You're a recluse.
If need to be. I like to be out in the crowd sometimes, but I could absolutely sit at home,
right,
write, do music,
yeah,
even play video games, like work out in the garage. I can do all those things by myself and be perfectly happy. I do get restless.
Mm-hmm.
But if I put myself in the shoes of not needing so much creative release and needing more social release, then I can see how I would be going crazy.
But that's the thing, like, you can still talk to people, you can still, you know, get out there,
yeah,
just wear a mask.
Yeah,
so I don't get why. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. If it's that important, wouldn't you find a way to make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, people have a lot of excuses. I hate to put it that way.
No, I do.
Where am I going to go? Who's nobody listens to me, and I don't know anybody that cares. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and that happens, and I'm not trying to be mean. But
no, I get it.
The point is, your point, yes, get up, get out.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
But no, that is one thing that...
Humor's huge, too. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But if you're able to get online, at least, and... Yeah. Have some fun with some other people, even if it's just, you know, everybody commenting on.
Yeah. Just watch out. Some of those websites have cookies.
Like peanut butter cookies?
No. Oh, we're not talking about those websites.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awkward. But humor's a huge thing. Like, if you need to get on online, or like House Party or Zoom or whatever, you can put little things together.
That House Party weirds me out sometimes.
Why? Because other people can just walk in.
Yeah.
You can lock the door, you know.
I always forget to lock the door.
Yeah.
Do you use it quite a bit, the House Party?
No.
How about the Zoom?
No.
For the Kung Fu?
We did, yeah. We did. Yeah, we did Kung Fu for months.
Yeah.
We kept going to class online.
Yeah.
Because they offered it.
Ainsley did that with the ballet. And then she did tennis, but that was indoors and then was actual at a tennis court, but the masks. So you never knew who your kid was.
Yeah.
I took home some Asian one.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got down the street.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, this isn't right.
Yeah, you look a little different.
Oh, man.
But it is harder for the kids. Actually, that puts a lot of responsibility on us as parents.
Really does.
For the relationships and to help them develop those these days.
Yeah. And, well, to your point on the emotional side of it, that's really have to reinforce that emotional stability.
Yeah.
And making them feel comfortable
in their skin.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also think with this, I think the other point to take off is, I mean, I can see people getting inside their heads. Like you said, you can't spend too much time in your head.
Absolutely.
But
if you're not mentally strong, you got to get out of your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Get in someone else's.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
But all in all, if you instill that confidence in your kid to, you know, be confident for, you know, just being redundant here, but be confident in the way their voice sounds, the way their jokes come off, the way, you know what I mean? Laugh at their jokes, make them feel funny, make them feel interesting. Then they'll feel that way amongst their peers and they'll be more proactive, I think, getting out there. But if you're just sitting around with your kid and doing nothing, pampering this, pampering that, you know, it's strategic, strategery.
Great word.
Getting your kid to feel confident and get themselves out there in front of other kids their age.
So you could almost say, was it? I saw a saying a couple of days ago. It was, build your child's self-esteem before you build your house. Saying, I guess, make sure that they're sound before you actually start implementing all the rules of the house and whatnot.
That makes sense.
Make sure that they are who they are.
Yeah.
And I think with relationships, good and bad ones, I think that's something that as parents we have to focus on, make sure they aren't building relationships that they're spending way too much time with negative energy.
Yes, or even troublemaking.
Right.
Kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not that any one particular kid's a troublemaker per se.
Right.
But if two kids don't mix together very well,
mm-hmm.
you got to add some dynamics.
Right.
Some more people. I always like, I have found, just in particular, that.
Sorry, I had something in my throat.
If you add a girl to a two-boy mix.
Yeah.
Then you get more.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get more perspective.
Right.
For the boys. Because the girls, they're tougher than boys a lot of times.
They will call you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, especially Abel's age.
Mm-hmm.
They're tougher, I've seen. But they're also sweeter. Like, they can think
a little faster
beyond, this is my toy.
Yeah.
Or, you're going to do it my way. I mean, it sounds like I might be saying what a girl would say. But I'm honestly, at that age, I haven't seen that often.
Yeah.
I've seen when in a dynamic with boys and girls.
Right.
I've seen boys tend to be running around crazy.
Yeah.
And girls tend to want to slow that down a little bit.
Well, that and they have a lot of strategery.
Yeah.
In their
they do. They set up the plan.
Yeah.
Like, guys. But we were doing this.
This is what we're doing. Because Ainsley does that. Anytime she gets around, she goes, "Hey, this is what we're gonna do."
Yeah.
And has like a whole bit. This is your job.
Yeah.
That's why she goes, "I'm the boss."
I don't pretend to know a lot about little girls because I don't have one, but I have seen any time you throw a girl in the mix,
mm-hmm.
they seem to play a lot nicer.
Well, I just know growing up, we always had at least two, maybe three girls within our core group, and they would call us out more than the guys would.
Yeah. They're not scared.
And there were no excuses.
Yeah.
You would try to give them like, "Oh, whatever."
I think when girls get to their teen years, that's when all their insecurities rush in.
Yeah.
Possibly. But boys, I've seen them be insecure at 6 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would say younger, definitely on the boys' side. And then as girls get older, it seems like, because
they're worried about looking like the girl in the magazine and all that.
Yeah. And I don't really see it right now. I know there's Ainsley, you always have questions about, not really about her, but like, you know, if she's feeling left out or something, she'll say something.
Yeah.
But
well, she seems to be a little above her age.
Yeah, she does. She acts that way.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But how? Okay, so in these times, really, you know, now that we've gotten all our thoughts out, how do we actually promote to our kids to have solid relationships with other kids?
What I look at, what I think is the most important relationship that they are looking at to build their relationships off, is mom and dad.
Yeah, I get that.
Or whoever.
Yeah.
But I think they look at how we interact for the most part. Or,
so I shouldn't smack mama's butt when she comes inside?
Are you saying good game?
From work?
Are you saying good game?
Yeah, well, I don't. I should say good
you
game,
have
shouldn't
to say
I?
Say good game, and yeah. Then he knows that it was a good game. No, I agree what you're saying. But two, I mean, honestly, I mean this sincerely. I mean, some relationships in life just happen.
Yeah, I think those are the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I met you drawing boobies.
I was just going to say the story I can remember. I was on the first table in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
As it goes down from the little pass through from one side to the outside.
Yeah.
I was at that first table on this side.
By the gym.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. No. By the wall.
On the other side.
Yeah, I got you.
On the cafeteria side.
Yeah.
And I was working on one of my Erte pieces. Erte, he's an Italian. Fashionista.
That's his fancy talk right there.
And I used to draw some of his stuff, and it was just a naked girl with like a she was holding her blanket, but it was kind of coming off of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I was into that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not laughing about that. I think that for a young kid,
right,
it was not anything perverted.
No.
And I was actually into that kind of art.
It was a good drawing.
It was really,
you did good.
It was odd that a young kid was drawing naked women and not, it wasn't a perverted thing.
Right. It was a beauty.
But I remember getting completely bombarded by, like, I don't want to exaggerate, probably 7 or 8 people, dudes,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, like, whoa, what are you drawing, man? What is that? Like, they thought I was going to get in trouble or something.
Yeah.
And that's the story of how we met.
Yeah.
So, and that goes back, 25 years at least?
At least, yeah.
So.
Boobs.
Yeah. Boobs brought us together. I remember that drawing. I probably still have it somewhere.
It was a good drawing. I remember I was just like, man, he can really draw boobs.
I did a lot of Erte drawings. And he would do like human bodies making numbers or the alphabet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they would have like interesting accessories on.
Okay. So art within art.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And he's like a jewelry designer. He's still, alive. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But we got a little off course there to talk about drawing boobs.
Yeah. Well, relationship building and the ones that just naturally happen.
Right. And it happens. And when two kids can have fun together without complaining over who's got more of this or less of that or who it's my turn or anything like that.
So the mutual respect.
Yeah. But how do you think we can help our kids find those relationships?
I mean, when you were a kid, you didn't want to hear what your mom had to say half the time.
No, I was close with my stepmom.
To a point. Okay.
Out of all four parents, I was most close with my stepmom, who is now an emotional nutcase.
Oh, really?
And no longer my stepmom.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
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 Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, out of all the relationships I think that I had as far as like friends and still have some, they just happened, you know.
Yeah.
Playing sports, it wasn't, and along the way I did find some that were unhealthy.
I can attest to that.
I think the problem with some of those were the self-awareness or their lack of.
Yeah.
And maybe the mutual part, as far as it goes, is it healthy for me or are they taking advantage?
Have you ever had an itch to just get into trouble with certain kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was one of my biggest things growing up.
That was my, one of my shoplifting.
Oh.
Yeah, the first time I shoplifted was with the wrong crowd.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I got stiff-armed by the...
clotheslined?
Yeah, she clotheslined. It was a she, too, man. Yeah. She clotheslined me hard there at Target.
Nice.
The one that I live behind. Yeah. Yeah, that would turn me on. Loss prevention?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're ready to get you.
Yeah, so...
I had that itch all the way through my 20s, actually. How can you see if that kind of relationship is growing with you, with your kid and another kid? Do you think it's something you just see?
I mean, to a point.
Because for me, there was no difference in
the
way I hung out with another kid.
Yeah.
It was the feeling I had inside.
Mine was where I had to look at where I wanted to be, and could I see what has been going on and what they're about in that future?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I unfortunately had to kind of part ways with some people.
There was a bitterness and an angry sort of emotion for me with some friends.
Were you projecting?
I don't know, but it wasn't their fault most of the time.
Right.
I would take a kid that was willing to be, and they were usually of less intelligence, to be...
Thanks. I'm sitting right across from you.
It wasn't you. You kept me out of trouble. I would hang out with a kid knowing that they would do what I said.
Right.
Or I would do something they said just to impress them, to get them to do what I say next time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was a little devious, and I felt devious inside with that person. I would just hope to be able to sniff that out with my kid and certain friends of his.
Yeah.
And maybe steer him in a better direction.
And what did my mom tell me? She goes, when you're not yourself, you probably shouldn't be around that person.
Yeah. But what if you're a side of you that feels something?
Right.
Even though it's anger. And
they touch you? Why did they touch you?
What, they put their hands on you? I'm just trying to, I mean, maybe I'm regressing right now, but
no.
I really feel like there were a couple of kids in my...
I mean, but that makes sense too.
Teens.
Yeah.
And then even a couple of guys in my 20s that when I hung out with, I knew I wanted to get in trouble.
Right. I had a couple of those, I would say early 20s, yeah.
And it was like a feeling.
It was like... I don't want to do that, but I do. And I did.
Yeah. How the heck do I keep Abel from those relationships? Or not keep him from them because I don't want to be controlling, but teach him to deal with those emotions.
Yeah.
With a better crowd.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think it's our job to, you're going to have to let stuff happen in order for them to grow.
Right.
But at the same time, give them identifiers.
Yeah.
If I may. Like, because temptation is what you're talking about.
Possibly.
Where you're tempted and you're like, you know, I don't need to do it, but I want to do it. And
possibly.
And you give in. Not necessarily peer pressure. You're giving in to what's going to satisfy you at that given point.
Yeah. Maybe taking whatever you have that you haven't dealt with and saying, I'm going to put this negative energy back out there. And I'm going to use other kids that would just let me do that.
Which, that's going to be...
You know, and ultimately, I would do that with kids that I knew would get the blame. You're a good kid. Why are you hanging out with him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I have to take a lot of responsibility for that.
I feel like your mom did that to me once.
No. My mom always loved you.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't think she ever thought you...
That last time, we partied pretty hard. You came back in town for a little bit.
She was just mad that I came back in town and didn't spend every last freaking second with her.
Okay, good.
She's always been that way.
That always got me. I was like, man.
With us when we come in and out of town back when we were kids.
Yeah.
Just because of, you know, we had to travel back and forth from parent to parent.
Yeah.
And she, you know, moms want the attention when it's their turn to be with the kid.
I'm here for you.
I like Spider-Man.
So
we got way too into me on that, but I was really kind of worried that Abel might experience some of that stuff. And I could have avoided a lot of bad times if I had found a way to deal with that stuff without, you know, purposely hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Yeah. But I mean, you're probably a little bit stronger in your emotional intelligence for that. Because I think that's going to play a big role in deciphering healthy to detrimental relationships is emotional intelligence to a point, right?
Yeah. I don't think I'll have any problem if Abel's ever hanging out with like a psychopath to be a young psychopath.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll have any problem sniffing that out.
Right. Make sure that there's no plastic wrap.
Yeah. No Dexter kit.
Yeah.
I'm talking more so about Abel going in the right direction himself with friends, no matter how he feels.
I know. Yeah. But he seems like he just seems like it's going to be kind of his show kind of deal. You know what I mean?
He's a lot more innocent than I was.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Leaps and bounds.
But I want that. Like, I feel like I was tainted way too early.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, I mean, honestly, by fifth grade, sixth grade,
yeah,
I was doing some stuff.
Right.
And I want, like, and it's funny because my older brother, he'll.
That's young, too.
Yeah.
When we have kids and we're like, man, when I was his age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, like, yeah, because my brother is, what, 4 years older than me, I think. So I was introduced to a lot of things.
Ah, okay.
And she's 5 years older than Coop.
Yeah.
But I said that and I was like, man, I can't believe I just want her to, I want her innocence to stay intact as long as possible. My brother's like, really? Used to say, screw private schools, bro. But I mean, now it's just like, I don't, with what's put out there and just the non-filter and the filter on the other side. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's getting so bad, and this is what they're going to have to hurdle, is they wanted to have a vote in the Senate to split the Republican Party in half and get the people that are Trump backers out of office.
Yeah, I mean, politics, I hope my kid never gets into politics.
And I'm saying, yeah, screw politics, but I'm just saying that those filters.
Yeah.
And then you have other media outlets, like literally hook, line, and sinker. So that's what kind of scares me on the innocent part, and then building negative relationships off of that.
So in my mind, I've almost arrived somewhere different from the beginning of this conversation to now.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking, how do I get my kid out there to have more relationships? And now I'm thinking, this is a good thing. Let's keep him inside.
Yeah.
But I do really want him to have two or three really good friendships.
Yeah.
Be it platonic relationships with girls or other guys that are into stuff that he's into.
Right.
Or both.
Like Minecraft.
Yeah. It would have to be Minecraft or Fortnite or, you know.
So answer this for me. So Ainsley really doesn't play outside with a lot of kids in the neighborhood. Sometimes she does, but that's only if we're
you're not supposed to put the mic in your mouth.
Oh, sorry. That's only if we're outside.
Okay.
Because I mean, Mama, she's like, you don't know who's gonna come by, but there's kids down the street.
Right.
Like 8 or 9 kids always play out, and you know, if I'm out in the garage, she'll kind of walk out like, I'm just gonna walk around out here, and looks at them. So that means to me that she's craving it.
Yeah.
So I don't really worry about that much, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a little moped that he can go all over the neighborhood with, and he has. And
yeah,
sometimes he gets lost on his bicycle, and we freak out. So, I mean,
it's not funny, but
we've let him go to a certain extent.
Right.
And then freak out and be like, oh, yeah, we gotta reel him in.
Right.
And he tends to make the right decisions so far.
Well, that's good.
With kids that I've seen. But Yeah, back to the beginning of this episode. I mean, there's really not that great of an opportunity unless you're out there in your neighborhood. Extracurricular activities.
Which is what we try to do.
Soccer, yeah. Dance class.
She's getting ready to start soccer.
Nice.
She's in the dance. Well, she hasn't danced in a while. She was in choir, but they had to shut that down because of the COVID.
Yep. You can't sing out in the air.
No. So, but I think soccer will be good. She needs some hand-eye coordination.
I wonder what it looks like post-apocalypse. Post COVID-19, if we do get back to normal, I have a sneaking suspicion that we will not.
No.
I think we will always have masks going forward.
Yeah.
They will almost be required in most public places.
I think they're going to get an app on your phone that's going to detect body heat, and then the government going to come and snatch you away and put you in a quarantine camp.
Like the movie Monsters, Inc.?
No, it's...
You don't want to get touched by a kid that the hazmat team shows up?
Well, that too, but there's actually a movie out there called Songbird, I believe it's called.
Wow.
And it's about COVID-23 strand.
Oh, is it like a couple years in the future?
I think so, maybe.
Wow.
I
really don't think we're going to get back to fully, quote-unquote, normal.
No, it's helped the environment way too much doing what we're doing. We've had the cleanest air that we've... That's been tested in... I think almost like a decade.
Meaning like we're not breathing into it?
The emissions, yeah, carbon dioxide, all that, because a lot of people aren't working. They don't need to drive anywhere.
But that air still, where's it not coming from anymore?
Cars.
Oh. Well, they're trying to go by.
People are inside, not outside.
Another 13, 14 years, they're trying to get to hybrid cars anyway.
Yeah.
But I just mean like social interaction.
Right.
I mean, Judge Dredd kind of nailed it. He put on a little virtual reality headset to have sex.
No, that was Demolition Man.
Ah, you're right.
Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
You put that headset on me any day. Yeah.
Not allowed to exchange saliva.
Right. I think a lot of that's going to go. You know, you're going to have to get COVID tested before you get married.
I do think you'll have to get tested like once a quarter or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For whatever it may be.
Any surgery, doctor's appointment, we're going to go ahead and test you. I would not be surprised with the shenanigans going on already it will escalate. So
I think, I don't even think we're equipped as parents right now to understand how our kids into their 20s, into their teens, 20s, 30s, are going to be interacting socially.
Right.
So for us to worry about these kinds of things, developing relationships, I don't think we even know what relationships are going to be like 20 years from now.
No, but I do think that we need to focus on how we interacted and how we built relationships and try to pass that down.
Yeah, maintain the ability to have empathy and sympathy and just to cut loose with people without, you know, there being any risk or bad result, risk of bad result, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Well, guys, wrapping up season 10.
Yeah, season 10.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all out there.
We've done 10 seasons.
I mean,
what was that?
Sorry, episode 10.
Did I get cut? Are you just now bringing me back home?
Episode 10 of season 1. I apologize. You know me. Well, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut if you knew it was good for you, buddy.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational.